Je vôd vo, je vô kvinser po, amen. An argument arose among Jesus' disciples of who was the greatest. But Jesus, aware of their inner thoughts, took a little child and put him by his side and said to them, whoever welcomes this child in my name welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me, for the least among you shall be the greatest. So who here wants to be famous? Does anyone here want to be famous? Mark, you do? Mikhail, a famous actress maybe? A famous businessman or woman? A famous Armenian priest? And then if you don't want to be famous, young people especially, do you want to be popular in school? Everybody wants to be popular in school, the coolest, the best athlete, the most friends, etc. We all have this desire to be famous, to be recognized, to be liked by everyone. And there's nothing wrong with doing your best with the gifts that God has given you to be the best at something. But the problem with wanting to be famous and recognized and popular is that it tends to overtake and overcome the most important thing, what is good and what is right. We do things to be famous or popular that sometimes can make us a lesser person. Let me give you a simple example from school, maybe. A friend tells you a secret in confidence. She doesn't want anyone to know. You find yourself sitting with the popular crowd at the lunch table, and you want them to like you, so you tell them your friend's secret. You got a bit more popular, but you hurt and maybe lost your friend. Well, in today's gospel reading, Jesus gives us a similar warning about the temptations of popularity and fame and how to overcome them. Jesus' disciples are beginning to get famous. And, of course, it's going to their heads. They're friends of Jesus, who is the most amazing teacher and miracle worker that's ever lived, so that makes them famous. But not only that, Jesus has given them powers. He trusts them that much, and he knows what they're going to do. They're going to do wrong, but he wants them to learn. And so the crowds were getting thick. The disciples were famous for their powers to heal and to teach and perform signs. But it did go to their head. And what did they start to do? It says in today's reading, they started to fight with each other about who was the most powerful among them. That should sound very familiar. They start infighting. They start knocking each other down instead of building each other up. They see other godly people from down in that town, and they see them as competitors simply because they're not on one of us. They're competitors instead of collaborators in God's great mission. And we all have this tendency within us to make ourselves greater than we are and make others smaller. But the consequences are great. They're division and destruction. And because Jesus knows this, it says that he looks into our hearts. He didn't even have to hear it. He said to the disciples, he put up a mirror in front of them, and he took a little child, like one of you guys, like Mark. He took them up like a mirror for us all to see. And as the disciples are fighting, Jesus says that in God's eyes and in the coming kingdom, the smallest among you will be the greatest. He or she who serves, who's humble, who doesn't take the credit, who makes others look good, they are truly great and they will become even greater. And this is a key lesson of life and of Christianity, and it's also a key lesson for everyone in church, me included. Here's the problem with church. I've seen it a lot. Often people come to church and the expectation is that things should be perfect here and people should be perfect here. If this church was perfect, you would not fit in and neither would I, right? That's the first problem. But it's actually the opposite. Like the disciples, we've been given a gift. It doesn't make us perfect. It actually gives us more power and responsibility, and we have to not let the power go to our heads. So like one theologian put it, don't seek to be great men and women of God, seek to be men and women of a great God. You see the difference there? Don't seek to be great. Seek to be men and women of a great God. And this way we learn by humbling ourselves in church every Sunday, by worship, by confession, by communion, and serving each other. And it's easy to say, but it takes a lifetime of practice to implement. Mother Teresa said it this way. She said, don't seek to do great things, seek to do small things with great love. And so my prayer for everyone this morning, our young people, our adults, is that all of us begin to recognize and confess our desire for popularity, for fame, for approval and appreciation. And let us recognize that all of this has a tendency to turn us into smaller people than God would have us be. So instead, let's recognize our smallness before God, and by our small acts of service, we leave room for God to make us great, which we can never do alone, and it's a greatness which reaches down to the lowest and the smallest and lifts up all people and things into his coming kingdom, now and always, and unto the ages of ages. Amen.